We now welcome on the last, but certainly not least, member of the Chiefs coaching staff to the pregame show, Wade Staus, the newest coach on the staff, if you will, just started coaching last year. You know, kind of starting there, first, congrats on the new role, and kind of how did all this come to be?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having me and appreciate all the kind words. But yeah, it was something it was talked about widely, not last offseason, but the offseason before that. I was going into my fifth year playing, and you know, as a player, you kind of get a feel for just your shelf time and kind of where you're at. So I was able to kind of see the writing on the wall a little bit. So I planted the seed with a couple of people involved with the Cardinals organization of, hey, you know, I really love the Cardinals. I'm interested in coaching. I like to stick around. And from that talks just accumulated over time. And Larry Day, who's our farm director, he was great. We had multiple conversations throughout the season, and then the opportunity presented itself where I was, you know, it's no longer going to be an active player, but he's like, do you want to start getting your feet wet coaching? So it's a pretty cool scenario with the transition. It's pretty smooth.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of players, before they move into coaching, there's kind of a period where they're either in flux or they try to keep playing. But a lot of guys just don't jump right into it like you did.
Yeah.
Was that kind of hard to go from playing and having the mentality of a player to having one as a coach?
Not necessarily. I mean, you start viewing baseball out of the same lens, and you just apply it to, okay, if I put the physical work to the side, you know, what does it look like then? And I got to the point where I was like, man, I think I mentally have an eye for behind the plate and sequence and game scheming, sequencing hitters. I was like, man, if I were to put the physical, you know, hitting to the side and just use, you know, between the ears to, you know, to my advantage, I figure, you know, I'd probably be in a pretty good spot to help the team win some ball games and help develop some players. So I kind of took that and ran with it. And like I said, like, you just get a feel for where you're at as a player. And
sure.
I was ready. There were parts of the game that I was just kind of ready to be done with. You know, hitting was always the biggest area of growth for me. And it was a perfect storm of, you know, limited plate appearances and then, you know, just failures on the field. And, you know, you just get tired of it.
Sure.
With age. And you're like, man, like, I love it, but I'm tired of failing here, but I want to be around. And so that's where it came to. So very blessed with how it worked out.
Now, your career was interesting in the sense that you got to play a little bit of everywhere, right? Notably all the way up to AAA, definitely some time down with Palm Beach as well.
Yep.
Was there anything that you specifically learned from spending time in all those places?
Yeah. It's. I would say, well, first and foremost, the game really doesn't change much. Like, it's like as you climb higher levels, it's like everybody's just a little bit more well polished. You know, you don't see the big 8-run inning, you know, that you see pretty frequently in low A, that you don't see that as much in triple A anymore. But it's 90 feet at every level. But that being said, there are stark differences within each level. Like, I would say the difference between low A and high A are prevalent, and then high A and double A. Like, everybody asks, what's the biggest jump? And it's like, man, I think they're all big jumps. I don't think that there is, you know, used to be talk like, oh, it's high A to double A, but I think double A to triple A, there's a big leap there. But no, each league brings to light different factors that, you know, the previous league might not have, you know, really delved into too much. Like in double A, prime example of that, double A is just, you know, you start really getting into hitters and reading swings a whole lot more, as opposed to A ball, where it's just, man, let me just develop pitches in the zone, you know, whatever it may be. So it's cool, kind of the differences in levels and being able to be at each level to kind of learn and just sharpen your lens on what it's like.
100%. Looking at some of the catchers on this roster, obviously a very talented group, but I want to start with the guy who's caught the least, Cade McGee.
Yeah.
Just started catching in spring training. How on earth do you get somebody up to speed catching for the first time in a professional setting in a few weeks?
Yeah, well, it's been fun with Cade. First of all, I mean, big props to him. He works his tail off. And, you know, the attention to detail, the overall athleticism, it's really been a smooth transition. And, you know, for the organization to come forward and ask him to start catching, and him taking to it so well, you know, we are really, really blessed to have his attitude towards it. But now Cade's a great athlete. He just has great overall instincts in the infield, and oftentimes that actually translates very well to catching. We've seen like a Wilson Contreras. He was He used to be an infielder and then transits into catching. Obviously, might be a bad example there as he's back at first base. But you know, Salvador Perez. It's a common theme to have guys, you know, just throw the gear on behind the plate. And Cade's done a great job with it. So really proud of where we're at, which just given we're not even a full month into the season yet. Yeah. So excited to see where that takes us.
And obviously with Reinier, everybody loves to talk about the bat, rightfully so. Mm-hmm. But his arm looks really good behind the plate. How do you evaluate where he is as a catcher at only 19 right now?
Yeah, whenever you look at him and evaluate, you are just kind of shocked with the progress we made over the last year. Like you pointed out, the arm strength. The arm strength was really the main point of emphasis, you know, area for growth last year. And Reinier, I mean, he works his tail off. He's such an impressive. It's so impressive that at 19 he's so well rounded and has the discipline that he does. You know, that type of discipline you see amongst, you know, like older guys, like 25, 26. So the fact he's 19 is remarkable. But yeah, we told him, was like, hey man, arm strength is really a good point to kind of grow with. And he took to it, you know, he got after it, and you know, we're in a spot now where the arm strength is in a really good spot. So continuing to grow other parts of his game and, really proud of where we're at. Yeah. And again, like he shows up every day just ready to work, which is remarkable.
Definitely a lot to be proud of there. Kind of wrapping up, turning back to your coaching career. Mm-hmm. When you think back at, you know, all the stops that you had and playing 4 years at SEMO, was there a coach who maybe inspired you the most or a few coaches that motivated you to get into coaching yourself?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, there's probably collegiate level. There was Andy Sawyers, head coach at SEMO. He's in a mentor role for me, and he's been amazing and just really going about, like, he had a great perspective on how you can just influence people's lives through, and baseball becomes the avenue on how to do that. Because, you know, we're not just trying to be great on the field and, you know, yes, we want to win World Series and all that. But, I mean, you get to a point where you care about these guys, you know, on and off the field. And you hope that 20 years down the road, whether that involves baseball field or not, that they're doing well. And so he was huge for me. Jamie Pogue, he's the bullpen catcher, catching coach, major league catching coordinator, a whole bunch of different roles. He's been a mentor role for me within the professional system. Then he's been, you know, just a surplus of information. He's been amazing. And then I do a whole bunch of lessons. I live in Cape Girardeau in the off season, Southern Missouri, and so I do a whole bunch of lessons. You know, just with like start with like 9-year-olds, and then you know you have a couple of 14-year-olds. And like, and this is back when I started playing professionally in 21, 22. I was like, man, I kind of enjoy this. And then you know they gradually got older. I was like, well, it's not that much different. And then you know last year, whenever I was kind of on and off the dev list and just kind of helping out some of the other guys, I'm like, man, these guys catching still catching whether you're 9 or 25. So I was like, you know what, let's see this out, see where it takes us. So that brings us to the present day.
Here we are Wade, really appreciate the time, and best luck moving forward.
Awesome, man, appreciate it, bro.